Pulling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm, we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. The responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. To begin, could you please tell me your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages.
Okay, well, who is this for, the Human Services?
We're conducting a survey about youth substance use in your community, and I will not add any personal information. This is for research purposes, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Would you mind answering a few questions?
All right, go ahead.
Right, thank you for your help, sir. So could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
30.
Okay, thank you. And what is your gender, just for quality purposes of the call?
Male.
And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So the first question is, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, or once a week, or daily. What do you think?
Once a week.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form, like hash or oil? Never try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily? Your best guess.
I'd say daily.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or electric cigarettes? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
And next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. And please just tell me if you are strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess again, okay? The first statement says, I believe adults who supply vape product or electric cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Are you strongly agree with that? Just somewhat agree? Disagree
agree.
Or strongly disagree? So is that strongly or just somewhat? Sorry.
Strongly.
The next one.
Strongly.
Parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strongly. The next one. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping, of using electric cigarettes. I strongly agree with that. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I agree with that.
Okay. The next one, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use electric cigarettes.
Agree.
The next one, parents should not let teens vape or use electric cigarettes. Should not let teens.
Agree.
The next one, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using electric cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. What do you think? Strongly agree? Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electric cigarettes.
Agree.
Okay, just a few more. Thank you for your help, sir. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electric cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
The next one, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. The next one, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Most adults in my community.
Yeah, most adults.
They think it's okay.
Okay, so disagree with that? Not as strongly, just disagree. Okay.
Yes.
And the next one, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree with that, yes.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
They disagree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Disagree.
Just a few more and we're done. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Strongly agree, okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Strongly agree. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. What about that?
Disagree.
Disagree. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electric cigarettes.
Agree.
Agree. And the next one, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
A vaping or using electric cigarette is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree.
Agree.
Okay, just six more. Thank you for your time, sir, really. Most adults in my community think we should adopt most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electric cigarettes.
Agree.
And the last five, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Say it again, please.
Yeah, no problem. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
So,
strongly
the
agree.
If you're a parent, it's okay to give your kids alcohol? Is that the gist of the question?
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Are you strongly agree with that? Just somewhat agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. And last three, parents should not let teens use alcohol. Strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
And the last two, parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
And my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you. And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only, and we're done. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. So how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Rarely.
Okay, like once a month. Twice a month? Okay, once or twice a month. And how often do you use marijuana in a dyeable or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never? Tried
never.
Once or twice? Never? Okay.
Never.
And how often do you use vaping devices or electric cigarettes? Tried
never.
Once or twice? Never? Okay. And now the last few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages like or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? A few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day, or never?
I've never seen anybody
okay.
say not to. No.
And how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white, or other race, not to choose? Okay. Thank you, sir. And as a token of our appreciation, the Big Lake Substance Prevention Coalition will donate $5 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. So please choose the organization you would like our coalitions to donate to on your behalf, the Wave Youth Center or Big Lake Food Show.
Go with the Wave.
Okay, the Wave Youth Center. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much, sir, for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Your opinion is very
You're
important.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You're welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.